All right, let's get right to it for the weekly Napoleon Hill Institute training, how to break a bad habit. So many of us have difficulties forming habits, but we have to figure out how to change those habits, how to break a bad one, because habits, they're categorized in two ways. One, good habits, they are aligned with where we want to be or better. Bad habits interfere with where we want to be or better. And guess what? It's subjective to you. You know and need to know a definiteness of purpose. You need to know where you want to be or better in order to know, is this habit aligned or interfering with it? You feel me? All right, good. We are not broken people. We're pattern people. We are not broken people. We are pattern people. Our days are shaped by the loops of the conscious consciousness, interrupted by triggers, creating responses or behaviors that lead us to a reward that quietly decides whether we create value or interfere with it, leak it, dissipate it, dissolve it. When we confuse our worries for wisdom, we interfere with our energy. We drain it, dissipate it, and dissolve it, along with our creativity and our focus. Our purpose, or definiteness of purpose, isn't served by white-knuckling the discipline without any devotion. It's served by awareness, alignment, and action in the present. Together, we're going to map through this conscious continuum, these loops of triggers, behaviors, and rewards. We're going to master the stop, the drop, and the roll, master the space, the pause, and replace all of the low-yielding habits, the interfering habits that interfere with where we want to be or better, with the behaviors that are aligned with where we want to be or better, that will compound the trust and the health, the relationships, and the results in our lives. As we shift from trying harder to elevating our awareness to noticing sooner, we free up a capacity to do what we're here to do, to serve others, to provide value and articulate that value, to exceed what we're asking for so that we can grow sustainably and let our values lead our decisions. The first lesson in breaking bad habits is to map the conscious continuum, map the loop between the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious mind. You see, all the interference, the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, and excessive worrying interferes with our energy, dissipating, draining, dissolving it. It dissipates, dissolves, and drains our creativity, interferes with our focus, our intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. Strategic foresight is extremely valuable, but the interference, the anxiety-driven autopilot from the conscious to the subconscious to the unconscious, this autopilot sabotages the execution of where we want to be or better. It slows down the acceleration. It stops the aggregation, and it gives us outcomes that we don't want in the wrong trajectory or interferes with it more. We need to refresh our analytics every hour instead of calling our warm prospects in life the easy comfort zone. We need to expand out of the comfort zone into the learning zone, touching upon an understanding of when we're in the anxiety zone so that we can stop, drop, and roll, utilizing this loop that what we can name, we can change, the quantifiable measurement available to us. And when we have clarity on the interference, on what triggers us, the response to that reaction to fear, a clarity on the trigger will allow us to respond differently in a different behavior and allowing the reward that will break us. The reward breaks the illusion of this control that are the promises of worry. What we want to do is make sure that we're categorizing our habits tied to worry, i.e. doom scrolling or other mechanisms of procrastination, of feeling overwhelmed. By not studying what we're doing, by not utilizing the mathematical equation of luck, by paying attention and giving intention to what we want, who we can help and who can help us, Because what we pay attention to and what we do say, think, feel, and believe, give intention to equals the coincidences, the coinciding of where we want to be or better. And we can't break where we want to be or better, break the habits of what is interfering with where we want to be or better if we don't know where we want to be or better, and we have no clarity on the triggers, the behaviors, and the rewards that we are in this loop from the conscious to the subconscious, where we host in the subconscious about 40,000 of the same thoughts every day, most of them negative, reinforcing what we don't want, what we don't have, what social media wants for us or other people wants for us. When we start to understand the clues, the patterns, and the choices we make aligned with this loop of triggered behavior and perceived reward, we can start to break the interference, shorten the distance of resistance, utilizing our wisdom and our faith to get us to where we want to be, or even better. We can understand the time, the emotion, and the value that is aligned with the trust, the revenue, the health, wherever it is and whoever it is and however it is that we want to get to where we want to be. When we can understand not only the hard cost, but the emotional cost of the time, the trust, the revenue, the health, et cetera, of where we want to be or better, we can align our timing and risk tolerance and the behaviors categorized by, is this aligned with not only my timing and risk tolerance, but where I want to be or better, or is it interfering or not aligned with my timing and risk tolerance, but interfering with where I want to be or better? Let's commit, not just in discipline, but in devotion, to observing the loop of the triggers, the behaviors, and the rewards, so that we can understand how to break the habits that are not aligned with where we want to be or better. We need to map this conscious continuum, the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious competencies. We need to map the loop of the triggers, the behaviors, and the rewards that we perceive. Lesson two, master the pause. When we understand that we respond to the reaction to fear, that fear is created by uncertainty and uncertainty is omnipresent, and we naturally react to the uncertainty with these needs like worry and upset and separation. When we react, we need to respond. And the only free will that I believe that we have is the response of the pause or stopping. When our mind and body and soul are on fire, I've always listened to my mom, who gave me the advice about fire. When my mind, body, and soul are on fire, I need to master the pause and stop. I know it's simple, but the simple things to do are simple not to do. And we need to stop. We need to strengthen the loop of the triggers, the behaviors, and the rewards that are perceived. Because when we strengthen that loop and we clear the interference, shorten the distance of resistance, when we pause, when we stop, we rewire the conscious continuum from the sensory cortex of our cellular memories in the conscious to the subconscious memories that are replaced and repetitive. And then, of course, through the epigenetic layer of our genetic hardwiring, our genetic and energetic inheritance, being able to rewire who we actually are and where we want to be or better. When we see competitors after the trigger, and we slip into the rabbit hole, the behaviors, and for the purpose of or the reward of what? Certainty. When we shift this response, and instead of being triggered and creating the wrong behaviors, looking for a hit, a reward of certainty, instead of working from the point of certainty, and figuring out what we're doing to interfere with the certainty by mastering the pause, by simply stopping and breathing and dropping and reminding, remembering, and recollecting with God, your God. Remembering, reminding, and recollecting with your God and saying, this is where I want to be, my higher self, in the trajectory of acceleration, aggregation, compounding the outcomes that I desire by mastering the pause. By recognizing the trigger, the fire, and stopping the behavior, and dropping it back to center, to ease, to your God, to your higher self, to the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought, the infinite amount of energy and intelligence and intuition and inspiration that exists. And now we can figure out the behaviors that are interfering with where we want to be or better and replace them with behaviors that get us to where we want to be or better. This certainty that allows us through faith to trust the future and trust the future solutions that will emerge will motivate and inspire us to take the actions, the repetitive, consistent, persistent actions in the pursuit of our potential. Not what's missing, not what you don't have, not what social media wants for you or other people want for you. We don't want to live in the extra mile, going the extra mile every once in a while and justifying why we're not where we want to be or justifying feeling overwhelmed or the uncertainty of inaction. Let's create the space where shit happens. Let's create the space by mastering the pause and stopping, dropping, and rolling when we're on fire. We can create space before we choose our behaviors, our trajectory, our devotional divine direction or detour. We can use the pause to notice and get curious when this trigger hits. Curiosity allows us to get the questions and give ourselves suggestions aligned with where we want to be or better. And we can ask ourselves, what are we actually craving? What desire or outcome or reward are we looking for? Is it relief, ease, certainty, or maybe through accountability of learning, is it control? What did I do to be responsible? What did I do to attract it? What did I do to participate in this perception, to give me control in the uncertainty and ease that is omnisciently given to us? When we stop, we not only breathe and drop through our nose and out through our mouth, allowing ourselves to clear the interference, to shorten the distance of resistance, to elevate the awareness to not only the wisdom, but to reinvigorate the faith, to allow the urge crest to fall. Let's codify and capture what we noticed and what we learned through the accountability, through the empty mile that we go every day. Never stacking losses, always building on wins, as small or little they are, that exist within the God's guarantee of the 24 hours that we're given. Each and every day, we will respond and react to a fear of uncertainty, whether it be the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, or guilty, worried, doesn't matter. When our minds and bodies and souls are on fire, there is only one thing to do, and it's master the pause, utilizing our free will as it was given to us, the free will to notice and get curious about what triggers us and the behaviors that we respond with and the rewards that we perceive. When our mind, body, and soul is on fire, we need to master the pause to stop and breathe through our nose and drop down to center, recollecting, reminding, remembering where we want to be or better, and then rolling into that devotional divine direction or devotional divine detour, protecting, promoting, loving, and perfecting us in each and every step that we take, integrally utilizing the 24-hour guarantee that God has given us, that we will be given 24 hours a day, every day of our life, except for the last day. We must master the pause. Lesson number 3, let's upgrade. Let's upgrade the outcomes by detaching and releasing and replacing them. Let's upgrade the rewards. People get confused when I tell them to surrender. They think that when I tell them to surrender, they should sit at home high, broke, sick, on their mom's couch, dreaming about the rewards. No. The release and the replace exist in the emotional attachment that we give. We need to release it from the outcomes and replace it with the behavior. Focusing our intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe each and every day, and have faith that it's going to get us to where we want to be or better, even if there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where we want to be in that 24-hour period. In the present, the outcomes that exist have nothing to do with where you're going or where you want to be. The behaviors do. I'm going to repeat that. The outcomes each and every day have nothing to do with where you want to be or better. It's the behaviors that get you to where you want to be or better every single time. That's how we release and replace. That's how we surrender. We can't outmuscle this. We can't outmuscle this loop, this conscious continuum of the triggers, the behaviors, and the rewards that we perceive that we keep on feeding. We must replace them and release them. We must offer a better reward to ourselves in a trajectory, a devotional divine direction that we want to be in the pursuit of what we want, not what's missing, what we don't have, or social media wants for you, or other people want for you, but what we have in that divine direction or better. So when we experience no evidence or evidence contrary to want to be, when we experience struggle and pain, we can replace the stressful activities like overeating with a 2-minute walk or a stretch or a balance routine that will restore our clarity instead of accelerate the interference. Mindfulness loosens the trigger and the reward bond. It loosens it. They're not tied together. This is surrendering. This is the release. When we're mindful about the definiteness of purpose, the purposeful replacement that installs a superior payoff aligned with our values of where we want to be or better, utilizing gratitude to give you the perspective, accountability to give you the control, empathy to give you the ease, and of course, the ability to effectively communicate with the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought, allowing it to come through you for others to give us inspiration to live in spirit, knowing that the body provides uncertainty, pain, and struggle. Without it, we would have no pain, no struggle, but we would also have no lessons, no expansion, no acceleration, and no growth, and the outcomes would not exponentially grow. Let's pick the habits and replace them. Let's release and replace them. Let's upgrade our rewards. Let us choose values aligned with where we want to be or better. Let's choose the values that are aligned with where we want to be better and figure out which ones we're using to interfere with it, understanding the conscious continuum and the loop that triggers behaviors and perceived rewards. Let's walk and utilize the pause and follow-ups and gratitude texts. Let's say thank you before we go to bed and when we wake up, the fastest and easiest way to change our lives. 0.1 seconds and it's free. We can do this in real time and we can quantitatively see how we do say, think, feel, and believe better in alignment of where we want to be or better. Let's reiterate. Let's be consistent and persistent in the pursuit of our potential. Let's reiterate until the new rewards, the replacements feel naturally better than our old behaviors and triggers. Let's get an upgrade in our personal operating system. Upgrade the rewards utilizing release and replace. And I promise you will get to where you want to be or better, shortening the distance of resistance, finding the wisdom and utilizing the faith to get there in an accelerated, aggregated, compound manner. Make sure that we use the replace and release mechanism. Lesson number 4, win the present. The way that we win the present is with small certainty, certain goals, non-negotiable behavior. We can hedge the uncertainty of God laughing at us every single day with our well-developed plans by having non-negotiable behaviors that we are consistent and persistent in the pursuit of our divine direction with devotion, by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing, by assigning part and parcels of God's guarantee, the 24 hours that he gives you every single day, by assigning time, a minimum amount of time every day to your sleep, your health, your family, your finance, your faith, the study of time, the study of relativity. When we have giant plans, that will only feed the uncertainty. When we have giant extra milers, it will feed the interference. But when we have small wins, non-negotiable behaviors, majority of the time spent on our sleep, we build momentum through recovery and access, and resilience is part and parcel to the consistent, persistent pursuit of non-negotiable behavior. If you take half of your day, including sleep, and make it non-negotiable and tell yourself, no matter what happens today, no matter the circumstances, the weather, the delays, the interest rates, the economy, the tariffs, the politics, the religion, whatever it is, if you just tell yourself, no matter what, I am going to pay attention and give intention to my sleep, my health, my family, my finance, my faith, the study of time and tell your relativity, you will accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially in the trajectory of where you want to be or better. This is devotion. It's more than discipline. It is the comfortability and the confidence that allows us to compound, expand, and allows us to keep our promises in the present, never stacking two exceptions, two losses in a row. If we do miss the sleep minimum or the health minimum or our family minimum, we double down and make it a double non-negotiable the next day and never stack two L's in a row. We want to know which unconditional, non-negotiable behavior moves that needle the most and make sure that we give it at least 20 to 30 minutes a day minimum. We create time boxes, create notifications. We do it, even if it's imperfect, and we refine it after. We make sure that we are non-negotiable with what's important to us, in alignment with where we want to be or better, and align the meaning of the past in that trajectory as well. And we make sure that we never stack L's. And we every day appreciate the wins. And we reinforce the loop, the conscious continuum from the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious that we want in the divine direction that we want to be in. Even if the evidence in the present is contrary to where we want to be, we know that it is behaviors, these non-negotiable behaviors, that are going to get us there. This is how we win in the present, with the non-negotiable, small, certain daily practices that are in alignment with where we want to be or better, and aligning the meaning of the past, because we know it's the meaning of the past that limits our self-image, and we never will overachieve our own self-image. Lesson 5, engineer and architect our environment and our accountability. When we architect and engineer our environment and accountability, our environment will amplify the devotion, the discipline, or it will interfere in it. It will tax it. When our phone lives in the other room, we face a fewer triggers to doom scroll. When we utilize non-negotiable behavior to spend a minimum amount of time with our family, our execution steadies, our health, our sleep, everything steadies with certainty. Our architecture and environment allows us to learn faster, to see and be aware of, through vibration and frequency, what it is we're doing to interfere with the infinite, abundant, unified system that we belong to. We need to design our lives in order to identify the discipline so that we can use devotion to get us to where we want to be or better in that divine direction. We build our own interference against old loops, and we flow towards the aligned ones, the new loops of those triggers, behaviors, and rewards that we perceive. We start to remove the triggers, like the apps and site blockers and cleaning mechanisms. We remove the triggers, our own cleaning system. And we start adding these cues, prompts from our calendar, visible value statements, and people and places and things. By the way, if anybody wants this guide exercise, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I will send you the Breaking Habits exercise and training that I'm giving. Let's quantitatively look at what we're doing through an honest eye and be accountable of how we can improve each and every day in the minutes and moments, shortening the distance of resistance. Lesson number 6, measure awareness. Measure your awareness, not perfection. Perfectionism fuels interference. It fuels separation. It fuels anxiety and worry. It is awareness that fuels our progress, not perfection. When we catch ourselves mid-scroll and return to the outreach within minutes and moments, we are helping ourselves in the trajectory of that divine direction of where we want to be or better. Our true objective isn't never to slip. It's noticing sooner, choosing faster, aligning longer, shortening the distance of resistance that we've created. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? We could track the metrics between the time that we're triggered and the time that we notice, how long it takes us to recover, and the frequency of that replacement. These are all quantifiable metrics that we can utilize to improve, to progress, to measure the awareness of the notice, recovery, and frequency, not the perfection in it. We can utilize gratitude and nightly reflections and morning mantras in order to allow us to trigger and choose and learn in a faster and more appropriate manner aligned with where we want to be or better. We can celebrate all that's celebratable, the tiny proofs and the consistent, persistent pursuit over intensity of that pursuit. The empty milers versus the extra milers. The empty milers do it every single day for a minimum amount of time in order to get them to where they want to be or better. The extra milers go the extra mile every once in a while, only to use that to justify why they're not where they want to be or better. Upgrade it. Utilize have higher leverage replacements only by measuring our awareness of where we want to be or better. We need to break these habits. We need to categorize them as habits that get me to where I want to be or better or interfere with it. We are not broken. We are just patterned. We need to map the loop, the conscious continuum in lesson one. We need to stop, drop, and roll and master the pause is lesson two. We need to upgrade and release and replace the rewards that we have in lesson three. We need to win in the present with the small certainty, the empty mile every single day in a quantifiable measurement in the 24-hour guarantee that God has given us in lesson four. Lesson five, we need to architect and engineer our environment and accountability. And lesson six, we need to measure our awareness, not the perfection of it. Awareness fuels our progress. Perfectionism fuels our anxiety and worry. We don't need perfect days. We need present decisions. Each time we stop, drop, and roll, each time we pause, we notice and get curious, we loosen the grip of the anxiety and choose a better reward for ourselves. Each small, certain win teaches our nervous system that alignment and action feels better than avoidance. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? As we engineer and architect our environment and we lean on the accountability of what it is I learn through being responsible by attracting it to myself and participating in a perception that doesn't limit my imagination or my self-image, I'm able and capable of measuring the awareness over perfection. And I promise you, our comfortability, our ease, our confidence will compound. We become the kind of leaders who turn uncertainty into service and service into sustainable success and sustainable success into value. Our habits are the proof of our priorities. Make them not disciplined, but devotional in the divine direction and divine detours when no evidence and evidence is contrary to where you want to be. Have wisdom and faith to shorten that distance of resistance. So we'll keep upgrading them. One loop, one conscious continuum at a time until our daily choices match our higher selves, our higher values. This is how we break a bad habit. We are not broken. We're just patterned. Let's create the patterns that we want, the triggers, the behaviors, and the rewards that we want. This has been the Napoleon Hill Institute Weekly Training. How to Break a Habit. If you like the exercises, the guides, my book, please just email me, david@dmeltzer.com, david@dmeltzer.com. If you'd like to be invited or informed in the 200 cities we're going to be in, we'll be at the Wynn today in the lobby of the Wynn at the SiriusXM Studios in Las Vegas. We'll be here all day. Stop by, join us in the green room. Amazing people. Then we'll be tomorrow in Atlanta with Sarah Blakely, Jesse Itzler, the amazing David Goggins, and Eddie Wilson, and Andrew Cordell, and myself. Come and join us. I'll be keynoting at 9:45. Noon, I'll be having a conversation on the main stage as well. Then I'll do the diamond lunch, and then a 2 o'clock meetup and a VIP dinner. Come and join us. Be invited. Be informed. Then I'll be at Tim Story's Mastermind. Then Los Angeles SoFi Mastermind. Then the Cali Power VIP dinner. We're loaded and ready to go to change your life. Just text me 949-298-2905. If you don't want to be informed, if you don't want to be invited, do not text me. It'll aggravate you. 949-298-2905. Please join us at the Napoleon Hill Institute. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self. and do good deeds.